Welcome back to The Foreign First Lady. Last month, we talked about the relationship of John and Abigail Adams, the second couple in the long-lighted presidency in the United States. For this month, Thomas and Martha Jefferson will be our topic. Similar to George and Martha Washington, it was surprising that these two ended up marrying. It's also a miracle that the couple stayed together throughout the years. Want to hear why? Well, then stick around, because you're listening to The Foreign First Lady. The year was 1770. Martha was the daughter of a successful Virginian lawyer, while Thomas himself was a lawyer. The couple had an immediate spark through their similar interest in literature and music. From almost the very beginning, the couple had a rocky start to their relationship. Martha's son, John, died in 1771. Thomas and Martha were married on New Year's Day of 1772. After marriage, the couple moved to Thomas's famous home, Monticello. To make Martha feel more at home, Thomas bought a piano for her, or a pianoforte as it was formerly called. The couple loved to perform duets together. Martha would play piano, while Thomas accompanied her with his violin. In September of 1772, Martha gave birth to their first daughter together. Her name was also Martha, but was called Patsy. As the years went on, the couple ended up having 5 more children together, for a total of 6. 2 of the children ended up dying as infants, a son, whose name was not recorded, and a daughter, Lucy. Many historians believe that the last pregnancy that Martha had contributed to the downfall of her health. Thomas stayed by her side throughout all of it and made sure not to travel. Sadly, on September 6, 1782, Martha passed away. To make things even worse, the youngest daughter of the two died 2 years later. Thomas Jefferson never remarried. Only 2 of their children, Martha and Mary, lived until full adulthood. When Thomas Jefferson became president, he sometimes relied on the wife of James Madison for social affairs. Even though this did help his public affairs, Thomas would never find someone that he loved as much as Martha. Although Thomas did love Martha, it is proven that Thomas had an affair with Sally Hemings, Martha Jefferson's slave. The affair was rumored to start in the 1790s in Washington, D.C., as well as Virginia. In 1998, scientists linked the Hemings family to the Jefferson bloodline. It was proven that Jefferson was the father of Hemings' 6 children. To make matters even more insane, it is believed that Sally Hemings was also Martha Jefferson's half-sister. Just crazy stuff. Thanks for tuning into this month's episode of The Foreign First Lady. The brand new theme song comes from freemusicarchive.com. For more podcasts like this, go to whje.com.